Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. See, I get that one wrong. And we're with Danielle Ezzo, who is associate clinical professor at St. John's College of Pharmacy, which is part of St. John's University, and also involved with the Allied Health Services.
Yes.
I have a question which was confusing me when I was thinking about this. You know, you have prescription medication, and every pill has a number on it. Mm-hmm. So, like, you see, like, Lannett. Lannett is, must be a drug company or something, and it has a pill 1632. Is a number specific to a pill, or can a couple of pills have the same number?
So they are. They're very specific. Very specific.
So Lannett 1632 would be its own unique drug.
Absolutely.
And it's also 1,632 hours till Christina Liu's birthday.
See, it's very special. It's a very special number.
It's funny, when I was looking those up, I'm saying, can every company have a number? That'd be very confusing. So I found 1632. It's some hell of a drug.
Yeah. So, I mean, just, you know, talking about that, there are oftentimes people come to us and they say, I found these pills, or I've mixed all my pills together. We have pharmacists have resources to identify those pills by those numbers. So we can go and, you know, we can go onto our resource and you can give me a white pill that's round with a specific number on it, and I can identify that. So it really comes in handy sometimes when patients don't store their medications the right way, or people find things and they want to know what they are. So, I mean, it is a really, it's a really resource. Okay. It's actually a really good resource.
Actually, on some of the pills I get, it says on it, some sort of a warning. Don't be confused. It used to be oval and blue. Now it's circle and yellow. Yeah. You got the same pill.
Really good point. So you mentioned generics, right? The generic medications, they can look different from brand to brand, from company to company. And they could look very different. So you could have a Merck product that's a round white tablet, and you can have a Teva product that's orange and oblong. And it could be the same medication.
That must be what they're talking about.
Patients get very worried. So, you know, if that's happening, if that has happened to you and your medications look different, I always encourage patients to look at their medication before they leave the pharmacy so they can ask that question right there if it looks different. But that is one of those times if patients come to me outside of the pharmacy and they say, is this still my blood pressure medication? Let's say lisinopril. It's a common blood pressure medication. Is this still my lisinopril? I will use that reference to identify the medication and say, yes, it actually is. But on the bottle, it does usually say that warning, that this is the same medication, it just looks different.
I have a quick story about that one. A very dear friend of mine who passed away recently, he was 83, but when he was dating his wife, he had, father-in-law was pretty tough, and it all worked out ultimately, but in the beginning it wasn't. And him trying to be good, he was a pharmacist. Uh-huh. He said, I'll get the pills for your father. Of course, that was the month they switched the pills. So when he brought the pills to the girl's father, of course, he was all upset. He's trying to kill me. You see, this is not what I take.
Because
they went
from
a color to a different. And it's the same pill, but you can't tell somebody who's set in their ways.
Right,
I always get the yellow pill. Now he's trying to kill me with a blue one. But it's reality.
That's absolute reality. And actually, it's more of a reality now than it was ever before. You know, some of these companies have, generics are cost effective. I don't like using the word cheap because they're not cheap.
Can you explain that? Yeah, you have Merck, you mentioned before, has the pill A. And then I know after X number of years, it can go generic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the generic company and I'm going to create B.
Right.
Every bit of it is identical, right? I mean,
not every bit of it.
Oh,
so
it isn't.
The active ingredient is identical, right? So if you have the active ingredient and the brand name has to be identical to the active ingredient in the generic. What's different is the fillers that are in medication, right? There has to be stuff that holds the tablet together, that coats the tablet, that shapes the
tablet. So they can't make the same filler that Merck had?
And they can if they can do
they
it cheaper.
To.
You know, usually brand names, they're so expensive because the research and development, all that money goes to research and development. So once you have sort of the recipe, you know, the generic companies come in. They could be using the exact same thing. There are some cases where there's a generic bottle and it's actually the exact same medication in the generic bottle because it's just they've just kind of now it's gone off patent, and you know that's a rare situation. But I don't want to say that it's absolutely every part.
Okay, that's
of
fine.
It
yeah, yeah, we're not calling you that.
But it's the active ingredient. It needs to work identically. It needs to have the same outcomes.
So there's no issue with generic then, basically.
Not at all. You just have to be aware there are some medications that we say are what's called a narrow therapeutic index. There's a small window of where your number can be. So I heard. Nicole was talking about a blood thinner before. She didn't name any names, but there's a blood thinner that you can really only be between, you know, for some patients, between a number of 2 and 3 when we monitor for that medication. Not a lot of numbers between 2 and 3. So sometimes even from generic medication to generic medication, there's a little bit of a variable.
Okay.
Doesn't mean the brand is better, but there's no variable on the brand. But from a cost-effective standpoint, especially in seniors who are on limited income, they're on Medicare Part D, you know, they only have a finite, you know, amount of money going towards their medication. Generics can really, you know, help keep you controlled with your, you know, medical issues, but still be very cost-effective. I recommend generics. My kids take generics. I take generics. My family takes generics.
Right,
so,
okay.
You know, they usually tell people that to help encourage them that generics are okay, because some people are very against them.
You know, because many times I see medications that I might be taking that they made the prescription for something and I'm getting another name, mm-hmm. but on the bottom it says what it's supposed to be.
Let's take Lipitor, for example. Lipitor is a common cholesterol medication. You'll go to the doctor's office and they'll say, okay, your cholesterol is high, I'm going to start you on Lipitor. They write the prescription for Lipitor or they send it over. Now everything's really electronic, and what the patient gets on the bottle is atorvastatin. Very different name than Lipitor. So the patient is expecting Lipitor. You know, so even with the name, they said, my doctor didn't tell me I was taking this. It's the generic name. That's the generic name.
Okay.
So we tend sometimes to talk in brands, especially to patients. But really what's getting dispensed is the generic name. They're harder to remember, but, you know, carrying a list of those medications, you know, and once you kind of learn your own medications, patients usually learn the brand and generics.
Nicole, just one quickie. Nicole said bring a list of your medications.
Yep.
So if I'm on Lipitor.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Am I supposed to have Lipitor or am I supposed to have whatever you said?
Atorvastatin.
So does it make a difference?
On your list, honestly, as long as you have the name there, any healthcare professional is going to know that Lipitor is atorvastatin. Yeah.
And I thought you had a question. I cut you.
Yeah, I have a couple questions.
Okay, good. Go.
How important is it to know the formulary that goes with your medical insurance?
It's very important, but almost impossible to understand your formulary.
What's formula? I don't even know what that is.
They
so
send
formulary,
it to you.
Yeah.
What you're covered for and what they are, and I mean to read it.
A formulary is a list of medications that your insurance company pays for.
Okay.
So meaning, take the cholesterol medications I mentioned. Lipitor, there are about 4 or 5 other cholesterol medications, some that work very similarly, some that don't work so similarly. The insurance company, they choose, okay, our preferred product is not Lipitor, maybe it's Crestor, for example. So they usually send all their patients that formulary. If you need a cholesterol medication, this is the one.
Medicare has a whole book, I believe.
Yep. So, on one hand, it's important, but it's really hard. I usually encourage patients, if you have that book and you know where that information that the insurance company has sent to you, at least bring a copy to your doctor's office. You know, what winds up happening for the most part, you know, especially if you're going to a practice that deals with the same types of insurance, you know, the doctor's office usually know which ones are preferred. And if it's not preferred, it'll go over to the pharmacy and the pharmacy will try to bill it and it'll say drug not covered or drug not preferred. And the pharmacist will work with the prescriber to get it switched to something that is preferred. So they can change really. They're supposed to give like a 60-day warning when they change something, but some of those things get lost in translation a little. And then one day it's like, oh, I've always been on Lipitor, and now I need to change to Crestor. And it's frustrating for patients, right? I mean, we understand it from the healthcare side of it, the healthcare professional side of it. But for patients, they're like, I just got used to that medication. Now I have to change. It's like, well, you could stay on it, but they're charging you $50 now.
Okay.
And, you know, so you have
important.
These
decisions. Yes.
Yeah, drugs are very expensive.
Very expensive. Especially if there's not a generic out. And sometimes even when the first generic of a medication comes out, as long as it's one penny less, technically, that's less. So it does take a few years for kind of competition in the generic world to drive those prices down a little bit.
Now, what happens if you miss a dose of medication that you're taking? What do you do?
Okay. So that's always a it's a challenge. It's a challenging question because it totally depends on the medication. Sort of the blanket rule is that if it's more than half the time has passed until your next dose, you should just skip the dose and take the next one. So if you take a medication, you know, once a day, let's say it's every evening and you take it at 7 o'clock. And you forgot it, and you went to sleep. You woke up the next morning. Now it's 9, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I never took it last night. You probably should just skip it and wait till the next dose. But if you missed it at 7 and you realized at 10 o'clock at night, you can take the medication. That's kind of a blanket statement. I always encourage that if you missed a medication, if you can get in touch with the pharmacist and ask specifically what you should do with that medication, that's kind of my best advice because it's very hard to kind of say that about all medications.
And that, you know,
just
what I think,
definitely don't double the dose.
Right. No, that's the point. And actually, we're out of time. But I think that last piece, these two guests today were phenomenal.
Oh,
and they went so
you.
Fast. But that last piece is the most important. Don't guess. Call the pharmacy. Call the doctor and say, ooh, you know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I forgot to take it last night.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Right.
She might say, forget it. Or take it now because we can't, and slow the other one down till 11 o'clock mm-hmm. tonight and put you on a different mm-hmm. schedule.
Right.
Anyway, this has been wonderful. Danielle,
yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank
We're
you
basically
so much.
Out of time. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.